Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps. Entry 96. Malacca, Malaysia. Charlotte greets me with a handshake and a warm smile, then takes a seat at this coffee shop in Ang Mo Kio. I used to live in Bishan, so this place is kind of familiar to me, she says, looking around. But, oh gosh, so much has changed since then. About 10 years ago, Charlotte migrated to New Zealand with her family. She's returned to Singapore sporadically since then to visit her parents and on this particular trip to attend her sister's wedding. She says that while she loves her life in Wellington, she still misses this place. This was home for most of my life. This is where I grew up, where I met David, where I got married, she says. David is Charlotte's husband. Him and I share a mutual friend, which is how Charlotte got in touch with me. She says that when she heard about what I do, she jumped at the chance to share this story with me. As our drinks arrive, and before she can get ahead of herself, I switch my recorder on and ask her to start from the beginning. Actually, Charlotte says, let me take you back before the beginning. 1997, to be precise. She tells me that for most of her life, she's never experienced anything that can be construed as supernatural. Until one perfectly sunny afternoon at her parents' home in Lorong Asu. She was heading out to meet David, then her boyfriend. As she was locking up the gate to her mezzanette, she heard a voice whisper her name. It was like someone was standing right next to me, she said. She turned around, thinking it was one of their neighbors, but there was no one else in the corridor. When I ask her to describe the voice, she simply shakes her head. She says that within seconds of hearing it, she couldn't quite remember what she had heard. She can't recall if it was a man or a woman, whether it was malicious or benevolent. And after a few days, she had pretty much forgotten about the voice completely. It was only until my honeymoon that it all came rushing back, she says. Charlotte and David were married in 2003. It was a simple but elegant ceremony. She cried tears of joy in church. She laughed and danced at the dinner reception. She was surrounded by family and friends and felt so incredibly loved. A week later, Charlotte and David took a flight to Malacca, where they stayed at a fairly reputable resort. Their room was a spacious junior suite on the 10th floor. Like I said, I hadn't really experienced anything supernatural before, so I didn't get any weird feelings when we entered, she says. She adds, with a laugh, either that or I was too distracted by how large the suite was. That first night, however, she found herself tossing and turning in bed. She chalked it up to being too exhausted from traveling. "You know what I mean," she says. "You're so tired that you just can't sleep." As the night went on, though, she realized that it was something else keeping her up. A strange sensation, like someone was standing by her bed, watching her. She hesitantly opened her eyes a couple of times. She didn't know if she was more worried or relieved that there was no one there. At about 2 a.m., she remembered that she had packed her rosary with her. Scared to get out of bed in the dark, she woke David up and asked him to fish it out of her bag. David obliged, and as Charlotte gripped the rosary and silently started to pray, she felt the presence, whatever it was, recede. The next two nights were thankfully uneventful. Rosary in hand, Charlotte felt safe and protected. On the morning of their fourth day, the couple planned to do a little bit of shopping. Before heading out, though, David said that he wanted to get a photo of Charlotte at the suite's balcony. "We couldn't believe we hadn't taken one already," she says. "The view from our suite was stunning." As she leaned against the balcony's railings, the warmth of the morning's sun against her face, she heard it again. That voice from 1997, right next to her. This time it didn't say her name. It whispered something else instead. "Jump." It was just a whisper, but to Charlotte, it felt like a command. "I actually felt compelled to, she says, trailing off. That internal struggle must have shown on her face, because David immediately led her back into their room and shut the balcony doors. Charlotte sat silently on the bed, that whisper echoing in her mind for the next few minutes. She didn't regain her composure until David took her rosary from her bedside table and placed it in her hands. As she shook off her stupor, she looked at David, then to the balcony doors, and finally back to her husband again. "We need to go home," she said. David didn't argue. He just picked up the phone and made all the necessary arrangements. They flew back to Singapore that afternoon. "I haven't heard that voice since," she says. "Just to be safe, though, I carry that same rosary around with me wherever I go." She opens her clutch and proudly shows it to me. I nod approvingly and thank her for her story. "Thank you," she says. In a weird way, as scary as that incident was, it's nice to know that I can leave a piece of me in Singapore. To know that a part of me still lives here. Does that make any sense? I reassure her that it does. She gives me another warm smile finishes her drink, and takes her leave. I'm about to head off myself when I see a little girl at the other end of the coffee shop waving at me. I look around, thinking that the child might be waving at someone else. When I look back in her direction, however, she's gone, and I'm suddenly gripped with a terrifying realization. I know who that girl is.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Hantu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Hantu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.